Sego Sigoliani, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Jace Martin. You know him. Well, he's back, and he's here to... Well, first of all, we're going to talk about something that relates to council, because Jace was at council earlier in the week, and he was there talking about a community youth outreach project that he's doing. You were there with Arlene.
Yeah, with my mom.
And they were there talking about this event they're going to have. It's coming up July 2nd to the 9th, and we're going to talk about that. It's from 7 until about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jace, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm always excited to come and talk to you. I know we get into some cool stuff, so I'm excited to be here, man.
All right. Well, let's get into the project or this event thing that's going on. First of all, tell me how it came about and why.
Yeah. So, you know, Six Nations Community Youth Outreach has been around for a long time. We've done a lot of music festivals. We were hosts of the Concert Vercure and all those festivals. And we were responsible for doing like theater projects for residential schools and stuff. So we've done a lot of things that we try to like bring the youth together, bring the community together with the youth and try to integrate, to try to bridge that gap a lot of the time. So we felt like the community coming out of COVID, the community where it's at, we need to be brought together a little bit more because, you know, COVID has kind of separated us, divided us a little bit, kept us a little more isolated, you know. So I think that this was an opportunity for us to use the space over there that now is run by council. It used to be the old Salvation Army building on Tuscarora Road, 1573. So we were just thinking about how we could use that space, you know, to bring the community together. And, you know, something that is always exciting is when you bring in a nice new tent and, you know, bring in like music and sound and production and stuff like that. So let's just do 7 nights of music, you know, from 7 p.m. to whenever it's... every night from July 2nd to July 8th will be the last night, and then we take down on the night. So it's open to the community, open to the youth. It's free. You know, there's going to be like maybe 6:30. There's going to be like refreshments and, you know, you might be light snacks, you know, for people to come and enjoy, grab a seat and just listen to some music, some gospel music, some music from local artists, including myself. I'm going to sing, but I'm emceeing it. I'm going to host every night. So I've been a big supporter of Six Nations Community Youth Outreach, which my mother actually founded. She was one of the co-founders. So I was kind of the one that kind of took it over after all those years. So when we had the idea to try to bring the community together, we felt like this was a perfect opportunity to do that. And who doesn't like just going to listen to some music every night, you know? So you can come every night if you want, 7 nights, you know, and just sit in the music and just enjoy music. And so I think it's going to be a good way to bring people together.
Well, it sounds great. The first thing that comes to mind, though, it sounds like it's going to take some effort to put this together.
Yeah, we were working our butts off.
Putting a tent up. You're going to have a PA system.
And, yep, exactly.
So are you looking for volunteers? You're looking for people to help?
Oh, man. If you want to volunteer, you can definitely volunteer. You can message me on jsmartinmusic@gmail.com if you want to be a part of it. We would love to have volunteers. We need volunteers for parking and, you know, keep an eye on the kids, making sure they're not running out of the tent and putting themselves in danger. Helping us set the tent up, setting the chairs up, setting the sound, like you said, the sound system. It is a lot of work. Yeah. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because that's something that we don't really ask for because we try to find volunteers, you know. Yeah. And so I really appreciate that. Yeah. If you want to come, we can give you Six Nations Community Outreach is a not-for-profit organization, so we can sign for like volunteer hours for your school and stuff like that too. So I think that's important to mention, you know, if you want to come, just help us hang out and help us. We can give you some hours for your school too.
Yeah. Now, I'm wondering how big you want to get this or how big it's going to be, because is it going to be more like an acoustic unplugged kind of a night? Because I'm thinking it can get really complicated.
Yeah, it can bigger. Get pretty complicated, but we've already been rehearsing. Yeah. So we have like drums, bass, guitar. Oh, wow. 2 guitarists and 3 singers. So it's going to be a pretty big full, it's going to be a full band production. And we're really excited. It's something that we hope isn't just a one-off event and something that we're like envisioning deeper in the future, more in the future is like, cause you know, the old buildings that were there are gone now. So it's pretty much on our heart to like maybe start these events and help them to grow and pop and eventually do the work to get a new building there, because we feel like that property and what it did before it left a legacy in us, you know, because my mom worked at the Old Salvation Army like all those years ago. Sure. And so it and what she mentioned the most was that it was there for people to come in and who needed it, who needed help with clothing, needed help with somewhere to stay for a few nights, who needed like, you know, just any kind of support. So I was like, oh, man, that's really important that something like that continues on. And I know the people who owned it, they said they wanted to keep it for that kind of purpose, too. So we're dreaming really big, and we hope to one day build a new building there that would be like a healing room and bring people together and a safe place for people to come and like therapy and healing rooms and stuff like that and get the support they need. You know, so that's the big dream. So this is the first step of just beginning to work that vision out. So I hope the community comes and supports and be a part of it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So what about the idea of maybe vendors or something?
You
need vendors or?
I think that would be an amazing idea. You know, it would be great. I think for this event, probably not. We're just going to try and see where we can do, like, see what it looks like first, you know, get through it. And we've invited Ken and Sonia Salt to come and sing one night.
Yep.
Morgan Jacobs Church, we invited him to come up. So we're just starting really slow. We just want to see what it looks like after the first week. And we just feel like there's some power in like 7 days, you know, seven days. And so I just feel like it's just going to be this great community thing of like unity. And that's what's most important is that unity, bringing people together to come and just enjoy and just be a part of something that could lead to a future like healing and forgiveness and all these kinds of things that we need to start working on together, you know?
I want to go back when I meant when I said vendors, what I was really thinking of was food vendors or you know, supplying beverages or snacks or something to people.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be that would be a great idea. I think that would be amazing. If we we're only like a week or so away from, so it's like that might be something for the next event. Yep. But I feel like this we just wanted to start it because a lot of the times people will have these great ideas, but they just won't act on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, we've always learned that we just got to do it once.
Yep.
And then it can start building momentum and it can start revealing different funding avenues. It can start revealing vendors and volunteers and people who want to be a part of it. So I feel like if we just start it, it will help us grow the vision, you know, after the first time.
Okay, so going back to the idea that this is about entertainment and getting people together.
Yeah.
You mentioned you've got a band.
Yes.
Is it going to be the same band every night? And is there, have you got all the artists lined up or how's that going to work?
Right.
Is it like show up and get on the, you know, get on the stage?
Yeah,
and play,
yeah. Or? We have the all the artists lined up. It's going to be basically like a house band, but they're going to be interchangeable. Like the keyboardist is going to be drumming one night and, you know, like the bass, we're all just going to move around because there's a lot of good singers who have a lot of good voices. So we're just going to accommodate that way. But we're inviting, like I said, Ken and Sonia Salt to come and do some music for us too. And we're hoping to find a couple more special guests, but for the most part, there'll be this house band that's kind of interchanging through the night. So yeah, it's going to be exciting and fun.
All right. That's great. And this is from 7 p.m. until about 9 p.m., right?
Yeah, well, we're saying 7 till 8, but it would be, it'll be, if like if the night's going and people are enjoying themselves, like there's a noise ordinance down here, so we won't go past that, obviously, but we're just going to let it flow, and I think we're going to advertise it as from 7 till 8, but, you know, just so people don't get scared off by late night, they got to work in the morning, so, but, you know, if people want to still continue on and like, just have snacks and coffee after and just kind of, you know, be together as a community, then we'll definitely encourage that.
Right. Now, because this is the first event and you mentioned parking.
Yeah.
And I know that was talked about at the council meeting as well. So what can people expect maybe? And what would you like from people that are going to show up as it is a first time event in terms of being aware, you know, not to be in a big rush because there may be some confusion.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's going to be a little bit of a growing thing, but we're going to have, just look for the tags. We're going to have tags on people for volunteers.
Right.
So just look for them to, when you come in, they'll point you to where they would like you to park, designated spots, point you to the washrooms. If you need help, just look for that little tag. There'll be volunteers on there. So just kind of look for them if you have any information and kind of, again, be patient with us because, you know, it might not start right at seven or something, you know, if you're expecting it to be right on the dot. But hopefully it will because we're really good at planning events and we've done some major events and hit the schedules right on. So I don't want to jinx us in that way. But I feel like, you know, just have a little patience. Like you said, it's the first event and come with an open heart and come if you want to share, you know, there's going to be opportunities for that, like a community to be together and just kind of Just share that joy in community. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, speaking of sharing, why don't you share with us some of the other stuff you've got going on?
Great. Oh, it's cool. It's good timing that I'm here because it's so nice that you invited me on to talk about that event, which is so exciting. Happening July 2nd to the 9th at Tuscarora Road, 1573. It's the old Salvation Army building. So if you see a tent going up there, make sure you are welcome. You and everyone that you know is welcome. Your kids, grandparents, everybody. Bring everybody, you know, and it's free. And then this Saturday, I'm performing at the Soaring Spirit Music Festival, which is part of the powwow that they have annually at Battlefield Park in Stony Creek.
Yeah.
So it's a big event, and they're hosting a concert Saturday night from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
I'll be performing, but I'll be performing with Randy Miller. A lot of people know him from the Healers. Mm. He started a new a duo group called Ode to Sonny and Tiggy J. Mm. So that's his new duo group. So he's opening the night at 6. And emerging pop star who's getting really well known right now, Samaya Smith. Hey. She's performing at 7 p.m.
It's not Samaya Smith anymore,
it's
though.
It's just Samaya.
It's just Samaya.
Yeah, exactly. She's that getting that big now where people know, oh, Samaya. There's no other Samaya, right?
Yeah.
So that's really amazing. And then at 8, I'll go on. I'll perform Jace Martin with my new music. I have a new album coming out, so I'm going to perform some of my new music with my band. Of course, my old music. But then I'm opening for the great two-time Juno winner, Derek Miller, who's going to close the night at 9 o'clock with his band. So it's a free event. It's a great chance to see some amazing artists. And it's free, and you can come. There's going to be all kinds of vendors and food vendors, and you can catch the powwow, lacrosse demonstrations, but then just kick it off with some, end it off with some great, great music. So I encourage everyone to come out and check that out.
So that's Saturday.
Saturday.
Battlefield Park.
Yep, 77 King Street West, Stony Creek.
Yeah, nice area.
Yeah, it is nice there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. All right. New album.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I have a new album coming out. It's called Beautiful Broken Pieces.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so amazing. I worked with my producer, Justin Abedin, who was like formerly like the music director of the Juno winning Jack Soul.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because I actually got to use his whole band for this album.
Nice.
Jack Soul's band, his drummer, bassist, and guitarist, his old band. So I'm actually in the studio thinking, oh my gosh, I'm literally using Jack Soul's band. It's kind of mind blowing. Yeah. But the opportunity to not only write the songs and work them out with him, but to just step by step. It's taken us about a year and a half, and it's something I've never poured this much into an album. Mm. I would just usually write the songs and then go record them as is.
Mm.
But we worked them, you know, every song. We went through them and made sure they're the right key and right notes and the right lyrics and bridges and outro. It was a lot of work, but it was so awesome because it revealed a lot more about me. I went deeper, like in the, as far as lyrical content, as far as tone, as far as what I wanted to project into the world. You know, I'm getting older now in the music business. So it's like, it's kind of me growing up and maturing and kind of being a little bit more vulnerable and kind of trying to make sure that I want to make more of an impact with my music as I know I have a really big reach, you know, like it hit me when I shared something on my Jace Martin music page once. And you know how you can check it checks the stats and all that stuff for like the reach.
Yeah.
And it reached like over 100,000 people that one of my posts. And I was like, right then it kind of hit me like, oh man, it's really important that you use that platform for a really good thing. So I have a song on there that I wrote called Healed Hearts that deals with just kind of being better people, digging, doing that inner work to make our families better, make our relationships better, to make the world a better place. And I wrote a song for the residential school kids called Honor Song, which is so powerful.
Mm.
And I showed it to you, and we're actually going to work on it together for a new music video. Mm. So there's some really impactful stuff coming out. I'm really excited about it. Like, it's finished, but I want to do the music video first, and then I want to release the album on Truth and Reconciliation Day in September.
Right.
So yeah.
Cool. That sounds great, Jace. Now, you've been working with that producer for a number of years now, right?
On stuff. Yeah, we did. The reason I keep using him because we had the most success I've had on any of my music. I did Free to Fly, obviously, at the Billboard charts in the USA. And he didn't produce it per se, but he was a guitarist that I bring in. Right. But he basically produced it because he kind of pushed my engineer right out of the way because he wasn't on the same level as him, right? Justin was like, can you do this, this, and this? And the engineer's kind of like, didn't know how to do it. And he literally like pushed him out of the way and was like changing the chords and changing the sound and doing the mixing. And I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. And he bring to life that Free to Fly. And it was just so amazing that what we did, the success. So it's like, you know what, I have to go back with what works and what's worked with me in the past. And I've tried to work with different producers and different things since then, but it just seems like that. I just keep coming back to Justin, and me and him have such that synergy, you know, and I trust him and I can be open with him and vulnerable, and, you know, I can give him everything I got and we just take the best of it, you know? So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
And did you say when it was dropping? When is that coming out?
Yeah, Truth and Reconciliation Day.
That's the album or the single?
The album and the single. Okay, yeah, it's going to come out. And I'm really excited. I would love to. I'm definitely going to give it to CKRZ for you guys to come. Yeah. I would love to come and talk about it when it's out.
Of course.
But I'm really excited about July 1st, too. I'm performing at Lions Park. And I get to open for Sash Jordan and Kim Mitchell. So it's going to be a big crowd. There's going to be a lot of people there happy and celebrating. So I want to see all Six Nations people come out there and support me. And I'm just going to shout you out. And if I see you and I know you, I'm going to shout you out from the stage because I'm so excited for that show. It's going to be so big. And my band is so excited for it. We're already in rehearsals for this Saturday in July 1st. So I'm just really excited about, you know, I love the summertime festivals. It's like, it's just amazing to kind of, you do all this work in the studio, you do all this work writing, and to get out in front of the people, it's kind of like, it's really rewarding and gratifying, and it pushes us to be the best we can be in all areas, performance, writing, you know, all that stuff.
You got a lot going on, Jason. That's great. It's good to hear, man. It's good to hear. And it's nice to hear that. And you're still working with other artists. And
for sure.
You're promoting other artists.
Yeah, I'm working really hard. Actually, I'm producing James Wilson's new album right now. So we're in the pre-production for that, you know. And so I'm working. I'm working really hard to for my artists and booking too. So like I have Don Bernstick. He's doing really well. Derek Miller, his bookings are like blowing up for all across Canada. He's like, he is super sought after right now. So they're keeping me really busy. And not only that, like Crystal Schwanda, I'm doing some stuff with her now. I got a show with her, a couple shows coming with Walpool Island, and she's doing a duo show with Don Bernstick. It's called the Blues and Belly Laughs Tour. So it's like, we're working on that. And their first one is August 4th in Wiquemacong, Ontario.
Nice.
But then Samaya, James, Leah, you know, all the emerging artists that I'm working with, they're just so sought after. And it's so beautiful to see that they're getting that recognition that they deserve. And it's really exciting to do all that. And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but I just take a deep breath and I just go get my to-do list and it's just boom, 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 one after another, take it out. And it feels great after the to-do list is, you know, done.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, that's a lot for people to think about.
For sure.
And it's great that you're busy and it's great that all that is happening.
Yes.
I'm sure that everybody's going to be looking forward to the new album that's coming out.
Yes.
But let's go back for a moment just to reiterate and just to where we started.
Right.
We started with this event that's going to be happening from July 2nd to the 9th.
Yeah.
Well, to the 8th, as you said, because 9th is pack up day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be at 1573 Tuscarora Road.
Yep.
The old Salvation Army area. And if you want to volunteer, you can get a hold of Jace.
Exactly.
He said there's room for volunteering
there. For sure.
You want to give out your contact again?
Yeah, the email is jacemartinmusic@gmail.com. So jacemartin music@gmail.com.
But if you're interested in just coming out to enjoy yourself and see some music or during that time, it is from 7 to about 8:30.
Yeah, exactly.
They're saying from 7 to 8 as they're starting this up again. Come on out. There's going to be parking.
Yep.
Just be patient. They may take a little bit of time to get things organized because this is the first event that they've been doing. But as Jace mentioned, he's been doing this for quite a long time and he's had a lot of experience in putting this kind of stuff together. So it shouldn't be too complicated.
Right.
It shouldn't be too unorganized. It should run pretty smoothly.
Yes.
One of the guests they're bringing in is Ken and Sonia Salt.
Yep.
So now, you know, in the event calendar that that council had. It said gospel music. Is it going to be all gospel music?
It's basically going to be all gospel music. Okay. Yeah, because that's what we felt like the community needed. There's a lot of like other kind of music going on right now. And that's the one thing that's kind of missing a little bit right now. Yeah, so we like, I know Ken and Sonia were taking care of that in the credit area. Sure. So I feel like Six Nations, it's on us to kind of like, when we were thinking about what we're going to do is like, you know what, this is a void and this is a need too, you know, and gospel music is really good for bringing the community together. Exciting people, sending them back to their families with like that fire and that joy and that excitement for the future and hope. And so we felt like this was going to be an important event to do that. So I think that's what it's more going to focus on. Yeah.
And you know, the point is it's music.
Yeah. One.
And secondly, there's some great gospel music.
Great gospel music. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So that sounds great, Jason.
Yeah, of course.
Nyawa for coming in and sharing this. And best of luck with this event.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited.
With all the stuff you're doing.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, all right, Jason. All right. Did we forget anything?
No, that's great.
All right, man. Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Compelling Conversations right here at CKRZ 100.3 FM. I'm your host, David Moses. My guest today has been the one and only Jace Martin. A pleasure to have him back here in the studio. That's it for this Compelling Conversations. Make sure to stay tuned because there'll be more coming your way. Until next time, I say Nyawa, Miigwech for listening, Ona, and Bama Pea.